Pickaxe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone. I have a blue tongue. Sorry, I just noticed because I saw myself. Let me try it again. Hello, everyone. I am Jamie, and this is a Patreon exclusive. Today, I am going to be in the Academy Java game playing Elwyn Winnie. Last time you saw us in the episode, we were sort of getting to meet all of our new characters, and we were going to this new academy, figuring out that we are leaving the orphanage and going to this place, not really having an idea what we're getting ourselves into, but we do know we have some rules to abide by, and hopefully we're going to get into that right now.
Thing where we go around the table and introduce ourselves. I'm Brianna. I'm the Dungeon Master going around the table, starting with Jamie.
Hello, I am Jamie, and I will be playing Elwyn or Winnie, the Elven Druid.
And Xavier.
Hello, I'm Xavier, and I will be playing Flynn, or Flinster, I believe, the Halfling Cleric.
Nice. And Ryan?
Hello, I'm Ryan, and I'll be playing Grimby Hammerhills, the Dwarven Barbarian.
And Kelsey.
I'm Kelsey, and I'll be playing Anavriel, or Anna, the Eladrin Wizard.
Fantastic. So, Jamie did a great job recapping just now, but last episode, we were able to get you guys into Java, the school for Valiant Adventurers, or Valiant Adolescents. That's what I ended up with. Like, it's Java. That's the point. But you did notice that it might have been a little bit less appropriate before it was a school. You got to meet some of your new authority figures, and in doing so, made quite an impression on quite a few of them, and they might have made an impression on you. Who knows? But for now, it's time for you all to find your rooms and get acquainted. And I think that Bethany would be relieved to just tell you to go up to the second floor and pick your rooms. That is the directive. And from there, you can do what you'd like.
Elwyn quickly disappears.
Of course.
And I am also doing that RP-wise because I unfortunately will be right back.
Okay.
Oh man, method acting.
Oh goodness.
That's meta.
So good.
Oh, it's super meta.
Anna is going to find the room that's closest to the library. That's
here, one second. I'm just going to roll a d4 real quick. So the library's on the third floor. So you're on the second floor, but you can pick the one closest to the stairs, or you could just try to go up to the third floor if you wanted and ignore bedrooms entirely.
I mean, they'll just pick one that's closer to the stairs. I mean, it's not... They're not, like, super picky. Like, this is just...
All right. So it's... Do me a favor, and I'm going to have each of you do this, or you guys do this three times, because from what I understand, two of you will be sharing a room. I'd like you to give me a roll between 1 and 10, and that's just going to kind of decide how nice the room is.
Oh boy. Okay, I think this is a D10. It's hard to tell what dice are if you can't move them around, if it's just a picture.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what what number this is now?
Kelsey rolled a 10.
I got a 10 on a D10.
Nice.
That
nice.
Means I got
so
a swanky room.
You got the swankiest room in the Siren Song. So I picture, so this was already a fairly nice establishment. You could tell walking through, it's like, oh wow, three stories, and like, it's a nice place. It's got lots of room, and when you go upstairs, it's just one long hallway with a bunch of doors, and they all look exactly the same. So you figure, I'm just gonna take the one right by the stairs, because library's on the third floor. You yeah. open that room up, and this is the nicest bedroom you have ever seen for fucking in. It's very obviously I'm talking, there's a mirror on the ceiling you might need to be relocating, or you're weird. Either way, I don't trust anyone who sleeps with a mirror on their ceiling.
So did they not, like, I guess, like, childproof these beforehand?
Didn't have time.
They
had to start now.
The sign, Kelsey. This was all pretty last minute. But yeah, like, I'm not saying that there's like evidence of anything.
Like,
yeah, the sheets are new. It's just like, man, that's a really nice big bed under that mirror. And like, there's a lot of like, I imagine, no. like, very pretty fabrics lining the walls and such. Like, it's supposed to make you feel horny. I don't know. You know how brothels make you feel horny? That's what you're supposed to do in them, from
horny
what I understand.
For books.
Yeah, so Anavriel, I think, like, just because of their background, I mean, like, growing up in Odysseus, like, a lot of the, like, fanciness level of this is gonna kind of just not, like, they're gonna be like, oh yes, finally a place that's more like what I'm used to back at home. And then they see the mirror and go like, oh, I could, like, just like thinking to themselves like, oh yeah, that could have some interesting magical like applications. This could actually be pretty useful. And so I think they're gonna take
I'll
this
show you magical.
They're so good. Okay, so yeah, like, considered, like, yeah, like, I'm like trying to figure out what happens when I like dream and sleep and everything, so, you know, yeah, like a mirror like that could actually come in handy. It'd be great.
That's true. Eladrin have weird sleep stuff, so
yeah.
So is this a thing where Anna like knows but just refuses to acknowledge, or they just
yeah I
the
think
most
it's a thing
innocent
where,
creature
like,
I've ever
there's
heard of.
there's definitely like a part of them that knows, like, they are aware of this on some level, but they're also just like, don't want to like admit it to themselves or anyone else. Like, yeah. If I don't acknowledge it, it doesn't exist, and I don't have to think about it, that this is where I've ended up in my life. So we're just gonna shove that, like, one under the carpet.
This room is like peak opulence, where like there's a big dresser, a big like beautiful little vanity area, more pillows than you'd know what to do with, honestly. Like, you know those beds where you have to unload the pillows before you can go to sleep? This is mostly pillows on the bed, and if you want to sleep, you're gonna have to push off like 40 pillows to make room.
It was pillows.
Boy, I'm really hoping
down.
I hope I roll a 5 for mine. Not 1, not 10, just 5. That's all.
And I would like to put out there that there's probably like 10 rooms altogether. So if anyone rolls a 1, there's a chance that they could go elsewhere if they'd like.
Also, Anna's absolutely just going to assume that this is what all the groups are like, that they're all up to the same level. Like, just like...
That's fair.
So as Anna is settling into their room, who would like to pick their own room next?
I think Flynn is just following Grimby around. Aww. Like, all right, go ahead, man. Just take your pick. I'm not, like, I'll do whatever. It's your choice.
All right. And I'm going to have to roll a D10, but there's going to be a moment where he realizes none of these rooms have bunk beds. But
you don't know.
Yeah, the infamous brothel bunk beds.
You might have like one room that's just for like people stay in overnight. You know,
sometimes they just need to sleep. Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah, like the people do like the housework and stuff. Like they need a place to stay too. So, you know,
there needs to be regular rooms.
That's true. All right, let's find out.
Hey, see?
Ah, a nice 4. That's a nice in between. So, honestly, given your situation, I feel like you two probably looked in a few rooms before you were able to find one. Not with bunk beds, unfortunately, but with 2 twin size beds across from each other. Like a nice little, like Kelsey said, this is probably where either the girls actually slept back in the day because they didn't sleep in the rooms that they were catering business in. Yeah. Or it was where the staff slept. Something like that, because it's just 2 nice little beds, 2 little drawers. Like, it kind of reminds you of the home for children, but a little bit more privacy. You each would get a window in this room. The only problem with it is it's a little bit dusty and there are no like blankets on the beds yet. Ah. So you'll have to find some blankies.
Oh, no worries. I got some from, like, he opens his bag, his hobo bag. And I was like, I got some sheets from the other place.
Don't worry, stealing will work. We'll work this out. It'll be great.
But when
if you guys need extra pillows.
That's a good point. I imagine Grimby's, like, looking out the window when he kind of leans back in. Like, he looks down at his hands, just are covered with glitter, and he just starts trying to... knock the hand, glitter off his hands. It's just not happening.
Oh,
no.
Just run them through his beard a little bit.
Oh, no.
That'll never come off.
That'll never get out.
The tragedy. No beard.
That's true.
That's true.
Hey, silver linings.
No glitter. I picture him like having some beard. He just kind of has alopecia in some places.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's, you know, it's just a damaged, patchy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's still there. So the only thing I could say for you two is there's always a chance you could roll for your beds if you'd like to see if one of the beds is vastly nicer than the other bed in this bedroom.
Well, the thing, you know, we can roll for the beds, but I think we both know that Flinster is going to wind up with a nicer bed if there is one.
More interesting bed, I would say.
Sure.
He would pick. Doesn't mean the higher number.
Here's what I'm gonna do. I'll roll 2d6s right now, and these are the 2 beds. And you're going to be able to tell probably by looking which one is which. Okay. Well, bam. A 3 and a 4. Okay. They're both fine. They're both fine beds. Yeah. I imagine one of them has a pillow on it and it's not that yellow. But they're perfectly acceptable beds. One of them's a little bit creaky.
Yeah. Flynn goes, creaky one. He jumps on the creaky bed and kind of like lays flat on his belly for a couple minutes just to take it in.
I picture him with like his little chin in his hands. He's kicking his feet up like, what you thinking about?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, he would be, head where the feet go and, like, just looking at Grimby, waiting expectantly for him to go try his bed.
Yeah, it's a much slower, more awkward kind of walks over it and pushes down on it a few times with his hand to kind of test it a little bit. And then he kind of, like, sits down on it, but still looking vaguely uncomfortable. Like, he literally doesn't, like, flop down effortlessly like Flinster does. He just kind of sits down and kind of folds his hands in his lap, like not knowing what to do with himself.
Is Grimby one of those guys that just like never looks comfortable? Like whether he's standing or sitting, he just looks like he'd rather be somewhere else.
He can look less comfortable, less uncomfortable, but he never looks comfortable.
Got it. All right, Jamie,
Check.
So where did Winnie go? Did Winnie go to the second floor as instructed?
Nah. No. Winnie wants to try to find some... I don't care. You can give me the rolled one bedroom. Winnie doesn't really care where they're going to be put to sleep. They're just looking for where they're going to stash their stuff. Mm. So last time I had sort of like an on top of the roof situation. This time I'm hoping to have sort of a we don't talk about Bruno situation.
Oh, no. Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, you thought about this.
All right. So here's the thing about that. You might not be able to find it the first try.
That's okay.
But that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And I'm not saying it does exist. The dice will tell us. But.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan?
What is a we don't talk about Bruno situation?
Aww, oh, watching Canto, Brian.
I mean,
watch
I've been
it.
In the room when it was on, but I've had too much to do.
I get it.
He's in the walls.
Yeah, he lives like inside Spoilers. The walls of the building.
Oh, that's yeah. cool.
You can see him in the background of a bunch of scenes before that's revealed. Anyway, he's Spoilers. he also has OCD and he's my baby. I've never felt closer to a character before. Okay, so let's play this out a little bit. Where would Winnie go first? Because she was instructed to go to the second floor. I imagine Bethany leading them with Mr. Page to the stairs. So I imagine you might have gone up the stairs first, but then kept going or snuck back down. What are you thinking? What do you paint me a picture?
I picture sort of like maybe Bethany is leading us down this hallway over to the stairs. And as we're sort of walking down, you just see Winnie do like a full 180 turnaround. And is going to try to look for maybe like a basement entrance somewhere.
Did she do this in front of Bethany or did she wait until Bethany yeah. turned around? Okay. Then Bethany would grab your shoulder.
Okay.
So
that's fine.
If you're not hiding it, she will probably reach out and grab your shoulder. Where are you going, young lady?
Oh, well, you can just assign me a bed. I don't really care.
All right, then. Where are you going?
I just thought I'd look around, see, you know, get sort of lay of the land.
She's going to click her tongue and look up to Mr. Page and then look back down to Winnie. And she goes, why don't you go get the lay of the land of the second floor? And she's going to like push you towards the stairs.
And she would definitely have to give like a good shove because she's going to dig her feet in.
Mm-hmm. So this is essentially the standoff moment. The first one of what I assume will be many, mm-hmm. where Bethany's going to watch you until you go up the stairs and you're not going to move until Bethany lets you go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know, after I think a moment, Winnie will cross her arms and will go up the stairs, but is going to make direct eye contact. The full time. And then the second they're out of eye shot is going to try to, I don't know, look around, I guess.
If you'd like to try to find like the coolest room or the room that looks like it might appeal to her the most, or
she'll just grab the first one.
Okay.
The first, whatever's closest, because it doesn't matter. She's going out the window probably.
All right, this is a 3-story house. We established that while you were away, just so you know.
That's fine.
Could you roll me a d10 to see what the very first room at the stairs?
Okay.
7.
Okay, nice.
All right, now I need to decide if this is a Winnie 7 or a regular person 7. Because I can make this a seven room for Winnie. The room
that has not been repaired for several years.
That's what she'd want, right? Like, I should have thought of this beforehand.
A one is a 10 for Winnie.
It's like all kinds of like little hidden doors, I imagine, for keeping stuff.
Yeah. All right, here's what I'm going to do. On a 1 through 3, it's a regular person's idea of a 7. On a 4 through 6, it's Winnie's idea of a 7. Bam. 3. Uh-huh. Okay. Yep. Right in the middle, though. Like, right in the, like, middle. So, I'm going to say this is a fairly nice room. It does look like it was used for entertaining, which makes sense because you came right up the stairs and went straight to it. So, this was probably what they might refer to as like a fast and loose sort of bedroom. It has everything you need for a standard bedroom. It's got a desk, it's got a dresser, it's got a bed. Probably some nice red velvet curtains. The bed's all made up. I want you to roll me a perception check, though, because I imagine Winnie's not looking at the overall room. She's immediately looking for that hidey spot that you were talking about, right? So let's see if she finds one in this room by rolling me a perception check first.
Okay. Can I do modifiers on roll dice with friends or just...
You can just tell me what the modifier is after. Yeah.
It's +5. Well, it doesn't matter.
All right, so this is the most boring room. Whoa. Like, there's the window doesn't open, you find out.
God, this is the worst nightmare.
It's nailed shut is actually the problem because John's kept running out on the girls while they were like getting dressed. The guys would just jump right out the window, so they had to nail it down. That's why this is the fast and loose room. Like, the people who are going to Anna's room, they're gonna pay. No one doubts that that person's gonna pay. This guy might jump out a window instead, so we had to nail it shut.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's unfortunate for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
But it's a big house. It's a big house, so.
There's a lot of walls.
Many walls.
Yeah, that's fine.
There's a dresser in your room, you know that. There's always... No, what's a good thing to hide a hole in the wall?
That's true.
I've played video games.
So, I think for the rest of the day, Bethany would probably let you guys do as you would. Like, unpack, get cozy. Like, she's just going to talk to Mr. Page downstairs for a few hours and let you guys have at it. So... I think that would probably include the library, but if you went to go to the third floor, you'd realize it was locked, so you'd have to go ask her for a key. But. So what do you guys think you would do to start? Like, would you guys... Heck, would you sleep? Like, I don't know what you guys would do when you get to a new place. I'm the type of person who, when I go to a hotel room... I do unpack everything, as Jason made fun of me for in the very first episode of the Sark, which is bullshit, because I like it when everything has a place, and I like to feel like I'm living somewhere nice. I don't like to live out of suitcases.
Like, I get that.
We don't have that many things to begin with. Yeah. And
Flynn is already unpacked. He just, like, dropped the bag. He's like, done. So I think he'd be doing the same thing he was doing at the shelter before leaving, which is just like taking in the space. So he is just walking the hallways and kind of like learning about this new playground.
All right.
He's not like poking into locked doors or anything. He's just like, he wants to know what's where, like,
gotcha.
What's attached to the walls and what's not.
So... Second floor, all bedrooms of various, from 1 to 10, you know the deal. You've each chosen your rooms. Downstairs, there's the kitchen, which is built for an orc. So that's probably interesting to explore, just because what's a kitchen made for an orc look like? Like, these cowbirds are fucking huge, you know?
Yeah.
There's also an entertaining area. There's a piano.
Yeah, that it looks like this was like a swanky place back in the day. So that's kind of all that's open. There's a little side study room. There's a lot of rooms in this place. It almost manor like. Like it's a very fancy joint. Nice. Fancier cool. than the sign of the naked lady would have you believe.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you think Winnie would like want to hang out with Flynn while she's exploring too? Or do you think that you guys would go your separate ways?
No, she'd probably tag along. If we were, you know, like all, I don't know if we want to as a group just sort of like walk through everywhere and just be like, oh, this is weird. Oh, this is, you know, very Breakfast Club style, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I feel might be a thing where like it starts off with just Flynn and then like,
right.
Since we're all in the group that's wandering around. Yeah.
Flynn would circle back to his room, looking over at Grimby like, hey, Grim, how's it going? Like just a head poking in the door frame. Like, hey, Grim, how's it going? And, you coming?
And Grimby is like trying to get this bunk to look as close to his last bunk as possible. Like putting little notes right where they were on the other bed. Things organized just under, just so. And he's like, oh, all right. I think I'm I'm done. What are we doing?
I don't know. Let's just explore the place. We need to find a new nest for Winnie.
Oh, Winnie's pretty good at finding her own nest, but yeah. As a matter of fact, Winnie being Winnie, if we find the nest, Winnie will say, well, too easy to find, not that one.
That is very true.
Well, I mean...
But...
You know, it's about the friends we make along the way.
Yeah. I'm coming.
So
pats you on the back as you come out the room.
Would you guys go get Anna too? Or do you think Anna would come out on her own or their own? Sorry.
Yeah, for sure. I thought you were already out, but like, yeah, maybe.
No, I think like Anna's probably just like... organizing their books on the new bookshelf.
You're gonna say organizing their pillows, and I was like, oh, I feel that. I get that.
Probably that too, but this, it's less like organizing and more like in the first stages of what to do with all of these pillows, because dear God, there's a lot of them.
I can't hold all these pillows.
Yeah. So it's like a lot of just like kind of like trying to like shove a lot of them just off the bed, just make room. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah. So they're probably like, you've been that, but if someone like peeks in their room, well.
Also, I don't imagine like, whoever peeks in your room is going to notice the difference. It's going to be
I'm sure. It's
a 10 room. We're back here in the 7 room. Fuck you. So right now, what's basically going on in the household, and you can pick up on this just from wandering around, is like there's the little office area where Mr. Page and Bethany Jones currently are. And outside of that, the place is damn near empty. You don't know where Gail or her granddaughter went. And it's if you look out the windows, you can see Leroy is outside working in the garden. And in doing so, you'd see that there's a nice little lawn area in the back. In the front, it just leads straight into town. But in the back, there's a nice little yard. It's fenced in. And there's actually some very pretty landscaping that's been done to try to make for like a romantic environment. And then further back there's just woods, because that's what happens when you get out of town. There's gonna be woods.
There you go, Winnie, easy access.
Okay, yeah, that is gonna be pretty nice for me to get some more rocks. I basically have to start over at this point.
Where are her rocks?
just like, and I would just like nod slowly, like, uh-huh, okay.
Good rocks, okay. Would you guys like to go explore outside, or like, eventually, I feel like they would come out, and if I think Bethany's one of those people who's like, oh, you look bored, let me find you something to do. Like, she strikes me as that type. So yeah, if she comes out and sees you guys kind of all chilling, she'll have a task eventually. So.
Well, there's definitely a point where we kind of, we're done walking around and like...
There's not a ton to see.
Flynn's breaking out is hurdy-gurdy in the courtyard and just starts jamming.
So that's what gets Bethany's attention.
You know what? Probably. That does sound like... All right, how well can Flynnster play this hurdy-gurdy?
I can roll to know that.
Oh!
I mean, you're a bard, right?
I know I'm a cleric, but perform, and I'm trained in the hurdy-gurdy. let me find... Oh, there they are. Performance, plus 4.
Ooh, all right.
Let's check it out. 7 plus 4 is 11.
Not bad.
I never said he knew, like, he was good. He just knows how to.
That feels accurate.
The hurdy-gurdy feels like a complicated instrument. So, like, it's kind of like the bagpipes, where step one is just figuring out how to make all the sounds.
Exactly.
Then you make it music.
Still figuring out how it works.
Yeah. And I feel like I understand Flynnster, and he's not even that interested in making music. He's mostly invested in the sounds.
Yeah,
he could be playing better if he wanted to.
Almost that vibe. I feel like we're almost there. Bethany would eventually come out, probably with Mr. Page in tow, and see you all chilling in the courtyard area. I trust you've all found your rooms.
Mr. Page looks at Winnie.
Sure.
He looks up on the roof from here. Like, doesn't see anything. Oh, well, that might be true.
And Winnie's going to see that and is going to do that motion where she puts her two fingers in front of her eyes and then she puts her two fingers on you. She's like, I'm watching you. I'm watching you. Watch
me. Mr. Page like smiles and nods. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
You're a very strange child. Okay.
Winnie's so fun to play, I'm not going to lie. Because she is so odd. I could just be a goofball.
Had to take Jason aside and be like, how do I roleplay Bethany across from Winnie? Like, we had to have a conversation about it. So, with that all said, and she sees that you're all standing there, she'll... glance out and call out to Leroy. Leroy. And he'll look up and kind of saunter over. Huge, huge, probably half orc looking at him up close now. But he's going to come over. He's holding like what looks like a comically small rake to this man. Like the kitchen's all made for him, but nothing else is. She's going to look right at him and go, didn't you say you were having some problems with the Brun-Bruns getting into the yard? And he's going to nod. And she is going to immediately clap her hands. That's your first task, then.
Winnie peeks up. She loves Brun-Bruns. They're the best.
So looking out into that section of the yard he was just in, there's like 4 or 5 different like vegetable areas. So you could see right away how Brun-Bruns could be a problem.
Yeah. And Avril's going to kind of glance at Woody and just, we need to keep them out, not in.
Yeah, we need to remove them from the garden. That's right.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
So.
Give me a second. I think Jamie got snacks. Yeah. Did you get a snack? It looked like he was bringing you snacks. Aw.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, it was snacks though? That's good. Good. As long as you got snacks. All right, cool. I was disappointed that it wasn't snacks. That was all.
No, it is. It is snacks.
Good. I feel like there's a good chance if there's no follow-up questions, Bethany will just go back inside. Like, I gave you a task. Now go do it.
Oh, no. That was foolish.
What is the orc's name?
Leroy.
Leroy, thank you. And can I just, for canon's sake, you don't have to answer this, but I'm just putting it together in my brain. Is the reason the kitchen is made for him because he was here back when it was what it was? So he's stayed with the building. He's like the groundskeeper.
That seems to be the correct, like, if you had to guess, like, why else would they build a kitchen just that like big? That. Yeah. Okay. Like, that was clearly custom made for someone very large. He's the largest guy you've seen. It's probably his kitchen.
Okay. It's like my house just doesn't want me to play D&D. That's what it feels like sometimes.
This is going way better than last time. I've listened to the last one twice. This is way better.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good. Okay, good. Well, I want to run right up to Leroy excitedly, and Winnie is going to go, Bren, where did you say those were?
He is going to take his thumb and point back to the gardens that are behind him. And probably give like a little grunt, like what Ryan just did. Ryan, do that again. Thank you. Perfect. All right.
Great, Foley. Perfect.
Fantastic. So that's, he's just going to point. You don't see any Brun's right now. And he'll probably say something like, they've been coming in at night. And he has a very, like, right away you're like, oh yeah, that is a half-orc because the way he's speaking is very common. Very, like, socialized.
Well, I think we should go over and kind of get the lay of the land.
If you all want to give me some nature checks, I can tell you... the land.
I found what you were talking about. Mine's the actually pretty good too, Ryan.
I found it?
Yeah, I finally found it.
Flynn rolls a 2 minus 1. That's 1.
Ooh, baby.
Anavrio rolls a 15 plus 3, which is an 18.
I only roll a 6.
I've read some books on the subject. That's what we're getting.
Useful.
Here.
Yeah. Grimby has a flat d20 for a marvelous total of 6.
So, from an outsider's perspective, it would look to anyone else like Anna's the only one taking this seriously.
Yeah. I feel like we all turned around to Winnie. Winnie's like, and then Anna's the one going like, well, actually.
No, Winnie is going to immediately become a Brun and is going to get on all fours and start sniffing around the grass in the garden, but is not vocalizing or helping the situation at all. Is just trying to become one with the Brun.
That's kind of what Anna figured. It's like, man, Winnie has probably some really great useful information that would help with this, but we're just going to pretend like she does it because she might as well.
Yeah, Winnie, did you shapeshift into a Brun, or are you just mimicking a Brun in your Winnie form?
Mimicking a Brun.
Oh, okay. That's even better.
That's much better.
Yeah.
I don't think you can transform yet, can you? We're not a high enough level yet, so you're just pretending to be a Brun.
Does Leroy see or do this?
He does, and his face doesn't change. Mm-hmm. That's the, like, he's a very serious dude, and he watches this, and he's just, yep.
Our dude has seen things. This is nothing.
I love it. She's just sitting there, like, ripping up cabbages with her tea. Like,
he might take some umbrage to that. Depending, okay, so,
not destructively.
Okay, that's fine then. I was trying to find the way to phrase that where it's like, how Winnie would Winnie be at this?
No, she's not trying to be a jerk, but.
Okay. So Anna would be able to see right away with that nature check, like, oh yes, there's a lot of Brunn activity in this area. Like, I can see exactly where they're coming in. There's this hole in the fence. And then they're scampering through here and they're eating all this lettuce over here and they've been digging up these carrots, obviously. So yeah, there's definitely a Brunn problem. You see all of the, you see their leavings, their markings, all of that. So the next step would be you trying to keep them out or.
So turning to Grimsby, because. a lot of stuff going on in their head. Handiness, maybe not so much. to Grimsby and Flynn and be like, so do either of you know how to patch a fence? That's because there's a hole. That's I think where they're getting in. That's probably step one.
Good work, detective.
I might know how to patch a little bit of it, but.
Your name's Hammerhills. Surely you can patch a fence.
I think that might be profiling, and profiling is wrong.
I was like, is this racist?
Aren't we all named after what our parents do?
Yeah,
my name's Stillwater. They did nothing.
Okay, that was really good.
That's amazing.
Me and Stillwater, they did nothing.
Let me look at your last names.
I haven't thought about that yet.
You beat me.
I need to
Mr.
look.
Mr. Page
at how
does read
do
a lot of
names.
Books, though. It's
yeah, yep. There you go.
He does.
Mrs. Jones, she sings a nice smooth jazz song. Is it smooth jazz? So, I feel like that's not right.
Let me check my inventory and see what kind of things I have. Do I have any hammers? No hammers.
I could cast cause fear on the fence, but I don't think that would be very helpful.
I mean, if the Brumbruns were too scared to come through the fence, it might work really well.
But it's not a. I need to have a Brunn to do that to you. It's that works on the mind, and I can't just make it last until one shows up. And that would have been useful, but
yeah,
not how the spell works.
All right, so if we
could maybe at least tell them about the fence and.
Yeah. Whoa, it's our mission. I mean,
we could do other things.
We're probably graded on this.
All right.
Like, if we ask for help, it might bring the grade lower. I think we got this.
All right.
With you in the case, Detective Anna, and Hammer Boy.
What if we put some big, Grimby. Good rocks in front of it?
Well, but we...
Yeah.
Okay.
Stuff a bunch of pillows in there.
I mean, we just need two pieces of wood and a couple nails, and we're probably fine. I mean, how big's the hole? Would you say, like, yay big, yay small, bigger, biggish?
Roll me a d10.
I feel so dumb. I was picturing a chain link fence. I don't know why.
I'm picturing a wooden fence, but like the bottom of it has rotted away upwards. Yeah. It's a five. So like. Probably big enough for two and a half Brunns to fit through. Right, and Brunns are about the size of a large house cat.
Okay. So all we need is about a piece of wood about the same size, right? And then another wood that can go across it and maybe just a couple nails to kind of hammer into the two pieces of wood together. But it's got to go longer so you can hammer it into the other sides of the fences. Unless they want it to look pretty, in which case we'd have to replace the posts.
Oh, that's already a lot more than I would have thought of. So that's just
what
appreciate
about
your expertise.
What if we lured them at night when they come? What if
where?
We instead of anywhere else but the garden? Winnie, what are you doing with your room?
When we lure them somewhere else, they'll come back here eventually.
Not if we keep them fed.
But that they're still eating the food.
Well, we just gotta make sure we.
Also, they're wild animals.
Are because
she's a wild animal. They're a wild animal. Like, they'll get along great.
I don't think you need more of them.
We need some wild animal.
I mean,
by the way, I like wrong. So from a distance, just setting a picture. Leroy went back to work. So he's just like doing the weeding in the background, all of that. And then we have these three, the peak of excellence, trying to figure out how to fix this fence. Like, just one who actually knows what they're talking about, kind of. One that knows about nature, but nothing about carpentry. And one who seems to be actively trying to fuck it up worse. because he's just a little ball of chaos. And then in the background, Winnie is just bouncing.
she's sniffing, and I want her to pounce up and say, I've got the scent.
of what?
The Brun Buns. You guys, you're missing the point. And here's the question that I wanted to ask Bray. Mm-hmm. Leroy said that they mostly come out at night, but Brun Buns aren't nocturnal, so I think Winnie is going to be like, there must be something wrong with the Brun Bruns, you guys. They're not going to come into the garden and eat all these vegetables at night. They're scared of everything. Brun Bruns would never be out at night. Something's got to be going on with them. We have to help them.
Is it a mating ritual? Do they do something like that?
Of course. Your mind goes straight to the mating rituals.
I mean, listen, with animals...
That's Kelsey, everybody.
Animals is usually one or two things. It's food or sex.
Like, Anna's got some, like, environmental bias going
on. You know,
yeah, like...
There are two main tribes.
The second Anna went into that and got that room, that's just going to color the rest of the day.
It's true.
Because if Winnie said it's not the food, then okay, maybe it's the other thing.
I mean, it may be that they want the food from the garden, but it's got to be because wherever they're normally getting it is messed up. I don't know, but it's got to take a lot for a Brun Brun to come out in the middle of the night.
So maybe we should wait until night and then see what direction they're coming from.
Yeah.
Well, maybe there's something that's chasing them off.
We hide at night. Yes.
That all sounds like really smart people stuff.
We should also fix the fence in the meantime.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Or at I got a blanket.
Do a patch job and then tell them to get some more permanent work.
I'll go see what I can get from Leroy by way of wooden tools and see about fixing it up.
All
and
right.
He goes to see Mr. Leroy.
Fantastic. If you approach Leroy, he'll probably wipe his hands off on, he's wearing like overalls, like he looks like a groundskeeper, and he'll just look at you, and he's not going to say anything. He's just going to look at you,
and he looks up at Leroy, and he gets ready to talk, and he loses his voice, and then he remembers this is the guy that gave him pancakes, and then he catches himself and says, pardon me, Mr. Leroy, but we got into pieces of wood about yay big, and another one or two about yay big or so, and a hammer and some nails.
His eyes are going to go from you to the hole in the fence, which might tell you that this is not a secret to him. Like, he knew about the hole in the fence. He just wanted you guys to do it.
Ow.
He already has all the tools for it, probably just waiting.
Flynn disappears.
Oh no, work! I love it.
Yeah. When you come back, Flynn is gone, and like, and Ariel is just like they're probably like sketching it out, like, yeah. You know, because they've never seen someone do construction before. This is fascinating. Yeah. and if like, it's like, oh yeah, Flynn is just gone.
Yeah.
You know, the
thing. And Winnie is rubbing run feces all over themselves to mask the scent for our sting, for our stakeout.
Leroy just watches. Leroy is going to pat Grimby on the shoulder, probably engulfing his entire shoulder in it. Pat, pat. And then he's going to start to lead you further towards the side of the former brothel, mm-hmm. where there's a nice little shed actually set up. Like a little one, almost just a bit bigger than like your typical outhouse, let's say. And he's going to open it up, and there's going pretty much everything you'd want to be in a shed when you're taking care of a garden would be there, including nails, wood, hammers, all of that. And he'll kind of just nod to it and do a grunt and then leave you to it.
And nobody else followed him here.
Doesn't sound like it.
So
unless Flynn wants to reappear, but it sounds like he does that when he wants to, not
yes. This is
perfect. It won't be long.
A place that, as far as Grimby's aware, only he and Leroy are aware of. So it's like a nice, quiet place if he needs to hide. So he looks for some kind of toolbox for the hammer and some nails, and if he can't find anything like that, he'll just lightly tap the nails in one of the pieces of wood, not too deep, but just enough to hold them. Get the aforementioned stuff that he wanted to go and fix the hole.
So exciting, you guys. We're going to fix a hole.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, if you come back to the hole in the fence, Flynn's waiting for you there with his hands behind his back. And when you get close enough, he'll say, "Got wood?" And he takes from behind his bag the sign from the brothel that was taken down. And he's like, "Hey, I found something. It's just the right size."
You are going to kill me one day. That's too good. Too good.
It is exactly the right size. He's right.
Yes!
It's honestly perfect. I did roll for it. It's perfect. It's far better than the wood you grabbed, actually. The nails will still work on it, though. Yep. So,
good eye. That's a real good eye you got there. Oh boy, where do I put the nails?
I got a few suggestions.
You know what? Don't worry. The other piece of wood will block off any parts that are too much.
You know, I can just flip it over the other side. Oh, no, there's one on the other side, too. Oh, it's worse. Okay.
Grimby, you're turning red. You're turning red, Grimby.
Yeah.
Maybe it will help deter the bun buns.
They're gonna have a tiny brown brothel happening in the garden.
A brun brothel, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
Brunful. I like brunful.
Is good.
That would match what Anna said. The brun bruns might be doing. So, all right. Let's get started. Thank you. And he'll take the wood from you and kind of set it in place, and he'll hold up the nails, and he'll turn to hand you the nails to ask you to hold them for him. And are you still there?
Yeah. He's helping. He's like, "We're a good team. Grim, we're a good team, you and I."
All right. Just hold these nails real quick so that I can start tapping them in. And he goes to brace the sign, which is just perfect.
I'm going to call this a survival check. I think that's the closest thing to carpentry you're going to get in 5e. So
Oh, roll for carpentry. Oh. Man.
Aww. Aww.
So.
My thumb.
Yeah.
I also imagine Grimpy's just kind of shaking because he doesn't like being this close to the sign. It makes him nervous. And yeah. He's just.
Yeah, he keeps looking at where he's supposed to be looking. And that's never good when you're sweating.
He's turning his eyes completely away, but he's trying to hit the hammer anyway. Yeah.
Okay. Grim, come on. Come on. It's just a sign. It's not even real. It can't hurt you. Only you can hurt you. And he puts his hand on your shoulder. Yeah. And he's like, you're a brave boy. You're a brave kid. Just like me.
Yeah.
And he casts heroism on you.
Oh, wow.
And a willing creature you touch is imbued with bravery and immune to being frightened and gains temporary hit points. That's going to be good for the thumb.
Yeah.
I guess that's about it.
I like that Flinster talks to you the way I talk to Pippin. You're a brave boy. You got this.
Same beard.
I am a brave boy. Same beard. Pippin's a little bit better bearded.
Wow.
It's amazing.
So, all right, you're imbued with this. This really helped.
Yeah. All right.
How about you roll again, but this time give me advantage.
All right.
Yeah.
I will click on
you're
that.
You're really
again.
Brave about it now.
I'm feeling awfully brave. Here we go.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, baby. All right.
I want to see something real quick.
Ryan, are you okay?
The dice are, man.
Did you do something
really mean to
I
you?
I think so.
You cannot get double digits.
I don't know who I cursed, but. Well, okay. So to describe, on the 2d20, I rolled a 5 and a 3. My survival gives me a +2. So with advantage, my total is a 7.
Woo! That's better.
That's right.
It's definitely better. So when I was a kid, Jamie might remember this. We tried to build a tree house.
Uh-huh.
And what we managed to do, if you recall, Jamie, is nail like 3 pieces of wood to a tree that kind of looked like a ladder. And that's it. But that led us to the first branch, and then we just kept climbing up the tree. I imagine Grimby attached the sign to the fence with the exact same kind of rigmarole. Like, it's there. He figured it out. Mm-hmm. It's attached. It doesn't look very pretty. Like, the nails are kind of going in odd directions. Yeah. If someone tugged on it, it would probably come off. Maybe you pack the dirt at the bottom to try to, like, hold it into place a little bit. But it is just a hole in the fence, and you have technically patched the hole in the fence.
We'll say that maybe he grabbed, like, half the nails he should have to secure this properly. Just
yeah.
Yeah.
Flynn's like, well, you know, maybe you're more hills than hammer, you know?
Oh. I mean,
wasn't the bravery part. It was just the, you know, the hammer part.
I never fixed the fence before. I think it's all right.
Well, you did now.
The hole's
I think it looks
gone.
Great.
Yeah.
Hole's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a temporary thing anyways. I don't think they were expecting us to whip out a miracle of carpentry.
Winnie is going to hand one of these Bren Bren turds to Anna.
Anna will like take it and just like look at it. Just like what, like so I'm like, is it like rabbit poop? I imagine it's a bunch of like pellets.
That's
yeah,
a card. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's yeah. The thing.
Kind
I...
of look
it's,
at it.
It's rabbit poop crossed with cat poop, though. Yeah, you should make that face, because what I imagine is it's rabbit poop and that, like, you can hold it and it's solid, but the second you break that open, it's not going to smell like compost the way rabbit poop smells like compost.
Right.
It's going
it
to smell
smells.
Like cat poop. It's going
can
to smell
get toxoplasmosis and theria? Probably, right?
Probably.
It's probably
and
worse.
Winnie probably has it.
If you want to know more about theria and toxoplasmosis, you should buy the second DNR book. And
are
look
you for
at
real?
Yeah.
Are you for real?
Uh-huh. Oh, there's a very special version of toxoplasmosis in DNR.
Love it, I'm sure.
That's amazing.
Well, Jamie, you might want to get the next book because you devoted yourself in Brun Brun Poop.
It's true.
I'm gonna cast resistance on Anna and go for it. You got a D4 on your
Anna's
constitution.
Going to wait until our resident stinky Brun Brun is distracted by something else and then drop it into grass.
I'd like to point out, you guys are like, yeah, we're going to do a sting tonight. It's like 11 a.m. Like, yeah. I imagine like it's around lunchtime now. Like, you may just pass the time between breakfast and lunch.
Can
Winnie's already covered in Brun Brun poo?
Yeah. I mean, that was going to happen regardless. Like, let's not be kidding.
Yeah, it was going to happen regardless. That's
not
true.
The first time.
Can we follow any sort of tracks then, since we have so much time during the day before that's our true. Sting? Or at least try?
Yeah, like, see if we see any signs of where they're coming from.
Like, yeah, on the other side of the fence, you definitely... Mm-hmm. How about you all roll me a nature check?
We love those.
All right.
Do we?
Love to see it.
There we go.
Yeah.
There
we go. Holy shit, we do.
All right. Winnie's actually invested now in this one.
Oh, right? I needed to be covered in shit first.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So now it's like the opposite. It's literally the equal and opposite because we got Kelsey in here with a 3. Xavier with a 19. Ryan with a 17 and Jamie with an 18. So you three are super invested and Anna's just kind of checked out. Right around the time someone told her to rub herself in cat poop, she was like,
yeah.
Yeah, that was a catalyst. Like, we're all like on board. And I was like, okay.
No.
Yeah. All right. I heard there was a library somewhere.
I know, exactly. It's like, I am still not in the library yet. Why are we continuing to be outside? This is...
We made a perfectly good inside.
Yeah.
There's all the pillows in the world in there. What are you guys doing?
Really?
Oh, wait, I was gonna say it's eventually that conversation. Wait, you got pillows?
Oh, I have so many pillows. Please, do you want some? Will you please take some pillows? Actually, I'm not gonna wait for an answer to that. You will take some pillows.
Yeah, keep them coming.
Pillow fort.
But my mattress sack's a little, so I'll need a few underneath it to help support it a little. So yeah.
No, I'm sure there's enough for that.
So, I love this. So I imagine outside of the fence, the grass is actually really long because Leroy takes care of his land. He doesn't take care of the woods beyond. So you can actually see a fairly clear imprint in the grass where these Brun Bruns are coming and going, and you can see that it leads towards the woods.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Should we
follow?
Tell anyone where we're going before we... No, okay.
They know. They know we're on the case.
Who wants to know anyway?
Leroy probably saw us take off. Right?
I'll be right back. I'm going to go tell Mr. Leroy. And he goes to tell Mr. Leroy.
Oh, Grimby.
And then he comes running back to everyone else.
Mr. Leroy will probably give you a firm nod and, yeah, a grunt. And honestly, he probably looks a little bit proud. Like, you get the vibe. Like, he doesn't say anything, but, like, he's looking at that patched hole and he looks happy with you.
Okay.
Or as happy as a half orc can look.
Yeah. Like, it's not pretty, but he knows that you did your best. That's what matters.
Oh, wait, I gotta put the hammer away. And he, says,
now he looks even more proud.
I'll be right there, guys.
He's so precious.
I love Grimby so much.
The sweetest baby boy. Oh my god. Anyway. I've seen those TikToks. You pervert. By the time that meme got to me, it was just about thick bean with two C's. Like, I don't know what the meme was before that. So yeah, this will, I imagine, you know what, give me another nature check. But this time, Jamie, do you think Winnie would be leading the way?
I definitely, yeah, on all fours.
Okay. Perfect. So yeah, how about you roll me a nature check?
Yeah.
Okay, if we're doing any, like, not sneaking, but just because I have masked my sense, from the Brun. No, listen, guys. Brun Bruns are very jumpy. We have to be careful.
I don't know if rubbing yourself in poop is making you less noticeable.
So can I just? I'm just mentioning it. That, like,
you have rubbed yourself in poop. I have a note. Winnie, poop. I got it.
That's a 7 plus 12. Okay.
12.
Or no, okay. No. I'm sorry, 10. My perception. Yeah, I got mixed up.
You're fine. Like I said, this was, you started out with a 19, so, or mm-hmm. Flynn and you, and y'all had really high teens, so you're not going to lose the trail very easily. So with a 10, I think the worst you've probably done is you're messing up the trail as you go. Because you're pretending to be a Brun, so you're kind of making the trail much more wider.
That's yeah, good. Like, it'll make it easier for my companions.
I like that Winnie's mentality is still inviting the Bruns in. So, like I said before, the old brothel is right on the edge of town. So, as you are twisting and turning through these long grass, you will eventually get to a river that kind of separates the town. Like, that's kind of where the town starts, you know? Like, you go over this nice little bridge, and that's when you make your way into Esterholt from this direction. So she is going to start going towards that bridge, and actually it does seem like it's leading you directly under that bridge.
Let's go send them a message.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. No, I really think we should be as quiet and as stealthy as we possibly can. Like, Bruns get really scared, you guys.
It's what if the thing that they're running from is under the bridge? Should we maybe... is there a way to check?
I'm still under the impression they're after the lettuce.
Well, did you bring any?
Nah, I'm all out. Like, finished just chewing. Fresh out.
Grimby, do you have any lettuce?
Should I go back and get some?
No. It's fine. Nah. I could make the smell of lettuce. Prestidigitation.
Oh, the smell of lettuce.
Okay, this is, I haven't done this specific thing before. Let's
do a whole salad, like a little garden salad. They'll love it.
Hey.
Oh, but probably no dressing.
What's the What's Brun Brun's favorite food, right? Do that.
I'd say Brun Bruns are more in their diet, much more rabbit-like than cat-like. So cucumbers, lettuce, carrots, they love that shit.
Yeah. Greens. They're really into tapas, actually.
Actually, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, Anna's gonna kind of like rub their hands together, like whisper a few things, probably in Aladrin language, and then like kind of like spread their hands wide open, and this like there's no like visual effect, but this like scent of like this delicious fresh salad is just like emanating from their palms and kind of like moves outwards. Is that acceptable? Is that around?
Nice. Nice.
Yep. Smells great.
Now I'm hungry.
It is.
Me too.
Oh, Bree, you're muted.
It is about lunchtime.
We should have eaten before we did this.
Yeah. No, I'm hungry too.
I wasn't muted at all. Two things. First of all, Kelsey, could you read me that spell so that I know how it works?
Yeah, that's prestidigitation. It is a minor magical trick. It's a cantrip. And I can just use it to create a bunch of effects. The one that I was doing is like, you create an instantaneous, harmless sensory effect, such as a shower of sparks, puff of wind, faint musical note, or an odd odor.
So, okay. Good. All right. Just, so
yeah.
The second part of this is that you are standing very close to a tiny girl covered in cat shit.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Did not think about that part. That was a...
Well, I didn't want to say anything.
No, that's totally fair. And also it makes sense because like we're so like, because we've been around her for like a little bit now, so yeah, we're probably like, now. Yeah, so we just like, didn't even think about that. It's like, so, oh gosh, that's perfect.
Here's what we'll do. You roll me a d20 and we'll see how Anna was able to adjust this spell so that they could overcome. Like, you still want it to smell like lettuce, but you need it to smell strong enough to be smelled over Winnie. So, mm-hmm. How'd you do?
It's a 10.
10. Okay, so it could have been stronger, but...
Well, if there's anything that likes to eat runs, they will think that there are definitely some nearby, which could be a good or a bad thing.
I mean, I don't think animals chase the poop smell. I think they taste the animal smell. Like,
maybe guys, smell I gotta be honest. Poop and the things that runs eat. I feel like that might be enough.
Guys, I'll be honest, I think Winnie might not be an expert on
hunting
and tracking animals.
No way.
What?
Listen, you have to remember she's 14, okay?
I do. That's the thing.
She thinks she's an expert, right?
As far as she's concerned.
A lot of 14-year-olds know a lot about dinosaurs.
Right.
I don't know if you can track them.
Yeah, exactly. That is the level we're working with.
She's a fangirl.
Yes.
So I'm going to roll now. And let's roll say on a 15 or higher, we will see a result. on a 14 or lower. Actually, you know what? Let's make it a 10 because you rolled a 10.
Okay.
So that makes it feel fair.
Makes sense.
10 or higher, we're going to see a result to your spell. 10 or lower. Too much poopy smell. Can't do it. Can't do it.
Oh, I love this.
Oh!
Okay.
They love it. All
right,
come running.
A 20.
That was a 20. So, yeah, even though like you didn't make it, that's probably for the best, because maybe if you had made it smell even stronger, these two little Brun who are coming out right now wouldn't have trusted the scent. They would have been like, that's not real lettuce. Mm-hmm, but because it's kind of lighter, could, you know what? I'm going to let Kelsey and Jamie do it. Could you both roll me D6s?
Oh, okay. 4. And 5.
All right. So there, you see these two kind of like very plump brun, like healthy baby bruns, not baby bruns. They are clearly adults. And one of them is a gray striped brun, and the other one is a calico brun. And yes, that is what you just rolled for.
I love it.
So one of them has like a black spot here, like orange spot. And then the other one's just kind of gray with stripes and like little black tips on its ears.
Well, I love them.
They're gonna come out and they're like peeking. They're peeking out. And I think I need all of you to roll a stealth check. But you definitely see them. Like, you definitely saw these two brun.
I'm assuming I'm not wearing my armor. Like, we're not ready for combat or anything.
Nah, you're so good.
I'm not good. I don't have disadvantage, is what I'm asking. Fine.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's a plus two, so that's a 16.
Oh, well, does it matter?
Flynn gets out the hurdy-gurdy.
Yeah. All right. I think is the perfect time.
So for the people who succeeded, you succeeded. I actually imagine that like Grimby, like he saw the Brunbrun, remembered that Winnie said that they were easily frightened and just went stock still.
Yeah.
I cannot scare these Brunbrun. Cause he got a 20.
I think with my 2, mm-hmm. actually no, my 4.
Oh.
With my 4, I think when Flynn sees the two Brunbruns come out, he just goes, nice! I think that's what it is.
Amazing.
Slow pan from Winnie over to Pin, like, what?
So happy right now. That's so good.
All right, so those two little Brunbrun heads are going to go like zoom, they're gone.
Sorry.
But they are like, they zoomed right under that bridge. You have definitely found where at least two Brunbrun have come from. A gray one and a calico one.
Look, I'm gonna just step back. I see this. This is not my element. I'm probably a nuisance, but I love how the two of you work together. And he points at Anna and Winnie, and I just want to see, you know, how it turns out, what fate holds for you two. And he's gonna use a feature called Emboldening Bond.
Cool.
As an action, I can choose up to 2 willing creatures within 30 feet of me. I create a magical bond among the two of you for 10 minutes. And while bonded, as long as you two are within 30 feet of each other, once per turn, you can roll a d4 and add it to an attack roll, an ability check, or a saving throw that you make.
That's
for 10 minutes.
Cool. That's really cool.
So go along. Work together. I want to see how it turns out.
I just picture him like sitting down, putting his feet up.
Yeah.
Probably.
Chewing on something.
So, do we have a plan? Well, what do we do after if we get them back out again?
We pet them.
Gotta relocate them.
That's true. They are really close to the city. We probably should find them somewhere safer to be.
Hidden in plain sight, you mean?
I don't think that's safer for them.
Maybe.
I was more thinking like the forest.
Yeah.
I really want to have those two Brunbruns in your room, Winnie. I'm not going to lie. That's the only thing I've been thinking about since the start of this whole thing.
You can, they're domesticated. You can get a pet. It's not a wild animal.
It's not the same.
It's not good for them. They want to be in the wild.
Let's just make sure that they're okay. I really am worried that they might be sick.
Okay, should we try that again with less interruptions?
No.
Sorry.
Do you guys want to try the prestidigitation again, or did you want to try to approach the house? Or the nest?
Okay, the I was house. Like, wait, there's a house?
Yeah, the nest. This is getting very Rats of Nim, actually. They have little teapots.
Yeah, the Brunbrun's butler answers the door. Hello.
I think we should maybe try getting a little bit closer this time.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll get a little closer and we'll see if we can get them to come out to us.
All right, give me 2 stealth checks. And you have D4s in your back pocket if you need them?
Well, I might as well just...
just roll that D4 as well?
Yeah.
To add to your 4? Oh, look, that's a 5.
What's your bonus?
It's an 8.
What is your bonus?
Oh, no.
It's an 8 altogether? Okay.
Altogether, yeah.
So, an 8 and a 15. So, honestly, this might be where the coating yourself in poop might be working against you a little bit. It is hard to be stealthy. all covered in cat poop. And Winnie might not make this connection, but Anna definitely realizes pretty quickly, like, oh, that scent's giving you away. And I think with Kelsey's 15, Anna might even notice that soon enough to kind of course correct and be like, hey, let's approach from this side.
And downwind.
Between the two of you, yes, exactly. I think Anna would actually be able to like grab, and between the two of you, you'll be able to approach this bridge. Could I have two perception checks?
Boy.
Oh my god, dude.
I feel it.
D4s, D4s all around.
What is happening?
Use it, it's free. 10 minutes.
Use your D4s.
Yeah, here.
Is this real?
Mine's a 13 in total.
That's good.
Okay, so in total, Kelsey. So, like, Winnie's trying her best, right? Like, Winnie's
this is, like, supposed to be my character's thing.
And she's excited. Like, I imagine, like, she's trying really hard to be that, like, Eliza Thornberry, like, character in her head that she wants to be, but she's just a kid at the end of the day.
She ends up being Nigel.
Yeah. She ends up being a little Nigel.
No!
And then Jamie turns and it's Nigel's face.
Go get that Snapchat filter.
Don't. Please don't. I'll lose my shit. Okay. So, as Winnie is like starting to move closer, at one point Anna's going to stop and realize that they can hear something, and it's teeny tiny little and there's several of them. There's more than the two, and also this doesn't sound like they're adult Brun-Bruns.
Did you just spell function? Are you okay there?
Winnie's gonna do exactly that. She's gonna get all as quietly as she can to Anna.
Little furless, little transparent babies.
Yep.
What do we do?
We have to move them. We can't leave them under the bridge. We got to take them back. We're taking them back.
Do we need, like, do we have a box?
Grandpa! Grandpa! Might I suggest that you two go back? Yeah.
We retreat.
Retreat. Regroup.
Okay, we're taking them back.
Okay. Great idea.
Think we should take them back. There's a lot of babies, I think.
Babies? Wait. Weren't we supposed to?
We can't just leave them in the middle of the city.
No. We need to take them out into the woods further.
Weren't we supposed to make them not in the garden area? And if we take them back, then they are closer to the garden area.
Though not in it.
Right, but we need the food from the garden area. I imagine that we are eating from that. And if we just say, have at it, Brun-Bruns, that may affect our future meal prospects.
As far as I'm concerned, we've eaten 100% pancakes so far. So I don't think we're using the garden much.
Okay, well, yeah. Let's see what's for lunch, because it's about lunchtime and we can figure out.
We should go back and have lunch and get a nice padded box.
Tactical retreat. I like it.
I don't think they're going to go anywhere until night, so we have time to get supplies.
Yeah, you guys go back. I'll watch the Brun-Bruns and make sure.
You don't have to whisper. Yeah, you have to. You don't have to whisper anymore.
I'll make sure nothing attacks or like bothers them.
No. Winnie, you need
survived
to
so far.
You need your energy to.
Come on, Whitney. Come back. Come on.
You gotta pull her. Pull her.
I pull you.
But they're.
Come on. Come on.
I don't want them to get hurt.
They'll be fine. They've lasted this long.
I'm also like a halfling, so I'm probably, I don't know how tall you are, but it's probably like tugging at your hand, like, come on.
Come on. That's so cute.
Kind of like just using your hand and like putting all this weight, like he's letting
trying to touch
fall
the one
backwards.
Part of her hand that doesn't have Brun poo on it. Like,
right, I mean, yeah. I think we're past that point.
Yeah, you all have some amount of Brun poop on you.
Yeah. So, is Bethany gonna let us?
It's a good
How is
question?
This gonna work?
Would we want?
Pardon me. An Avril, can you do that cleaning trick that you did this morning, but on all of us?
I can. It would take a... I can only do a little bit at a time.
I'm good. Time. You can do them. I'm good.
I mean, and no, I think if you want lunch, we're going to have to eat you.
I'm ready, oh wizard.
If we just move... down are we still clean, like near clean. Like the river, not like where the bread buns are, but is there still a river?
It's
I
too
think
far
there is a river.
Okay, so instead of using prestidigitation, I'm not real gonna use shape water and just drench the entire group.
Backfired.
All right, I need to know, do they get themselves as well, or are they clean enough that they're like, no, I'm fine, you all need to be wet?
No, I don't think this is not well thought through, because it's like, I need to clean us when I'm hungry and lunch is ready, but we can't get inside unless we're all clean. But if I use prestidigitation, it'll take a bit of time, because I can only do like a certain amount of area at the time, you know, so this is faster. And just sort of like,
you know what Bethany definitely won't notice is all of you soaked from head to toe with river water.
Yeah. Clint's like, much better, thank you.
I didn't think that through.
All right, I'm going to have one last roll for this session, and then we'll pick up later. But Kelsey, I would like you to...
Between intelligence and wisdom, by the way, if anyone was wondering.
Could you roll me a d10 so we can see how clean this river water is?
Oh, God.
That's a 4.
Sounds like river water.
It's river water. Yeah, it's not, I mean, like, a one would have gotten it, but... you, like, sewage. A one would have gotten you, like, oh, yeah, all the town throws their poop in here, and it's this way. You didn't get that. You just got plain old, it's kind of, it's, like, now you're kind of, like, sandy. Mm-hmm. Like, you got dirt on you from the river water. Yeah. But you're still arguably less smelly. Some of you, than you were before you were passing river water.
Like, Whitney's situation, I don't think could get any worse. So, like,
yeah, she does technically smell better than she did. All right, I actually think that's a great place to round it out for tonight.
Can't wait to tell our success to Mrs. Jones.
I'm so happy with how this is turning out.
We show back up at the doorstep and we're all just dripping and covered in poop.
It's not even noon yet.
I love this group so much.
I could not have picked a better 4 people to play with. I swear to God.
It's going to go great.
You're all amazing. That's not,
we're not gonna
anyone
do
from the
much,
cast
but it's
great,
gonna
but
go
great.
this is really great.
I think I've set up a really good level 1 problem. I think that that's a hard thing to do, and I told Jason I was very
it's,
proud
it's
of this
great
one.
Because it's not that difficult of a problem on the surface, but we're very good at making it more complicated.
Right.
Yeah.
I totally
we probably
pulled that
won't
out of
die
my,
from this.
I totally pulled that out of my butt, which I hope is okay about Brun's not being nocturnal.
Yeah, I had to think of my feet a little bit.
I was like, no, I just know that they're I just know that they're super scaredy cats. So I'm like, why would Run Runs be out at night?
Yeah. Winnie could also just be wrong.
That's kind of what I took from that. It's like she could just be wrong because she's also going to poop and poop. Like,
you had, back that up.
You had just rolled your really bad nature roll.
It's perfect.
when you said that was just after your bad roll. So I'm like, sure.
And you know what? I want her to be so full of confidence even when she's wrong. So it's perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect.